Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
When the first human genome was sequenced, it took several years and almost $500 million to complete the task. But faster computers and cheaper processes are changing that scenario. And it's this change in technology that's behind a new initiative to do a mass analysis of plant genomes. Dr. Gain Wong, the new ICOR chair in biosystems informatics, will lead a joint project between the University of Alberta and the Beijing Genomics Institute. His team will undertake the immense task of sequencing the genomes for 1,000 plant species.
The intention there is to transform some of that information into various bioproducts. Most of the drugs that we take are plant-derived, but also at the other extreme, we're talking biofuels. In the intermediate, we can talk green chemistries, aquaculture, bioplastics. So there are many products that we make from plants that could be improved, or we could invent new products if we had better control of the biology.
Dr. Gain Wong says the project will require the collaboration of scientists across many disciplines, including biology, medicine, mathematics, and computer science. Thanks today to ICOR, the Informatics Circle of Research Excellence. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.